Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are in week four of summer 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you will be completing Capstone this week and taking the Comprehensive B exam. Do not study for this test. The results will help you identify areas of weakness to review. Remember to turn in your pre-work and post-work on time and complete the Dr. Khan questions every week. If you need assistance, please reach out early to your faculty or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. If you are a 480 student, you will be taking the Fundamentals Capstone Assessment this week. Do not forget to complete the pre and post work. You can do this almost halfway done with this term. Please make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring and the nursing academic specialist, Hermie Barbieto, if you are not achieving passing grades. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It is all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing IV fluid calculations with nursing academic specialist Elena Brezier.
Hi folks, my name is Elena Brege, and I'm going to show you how to easily calculate pediatric IV fluid rates. First things first, I'm going to share with you the formulas, the three formulas that you need to know. So these are the three formulas for IV fluid calculation. Let's go over the first one now. So for any children who weighs between 0 and 10 kilos, it's 100 mLs per kilo divided by 24 hours. So let's go through a couple of examples for rule number one. So we'll do rule number one so we know what we're talking about here. I'm just going to randomly pick 6 kilos, okay? And so I get my calculator out. So have your iPhone or your calculator. It just makes things easy. So I have my calculator, and I have 6 kilos. That's an example. So we do 6 kilos times 100 mLs. Okay, so 6 kilos times 100 mLs. And that equals 600 mLs. And then you divide that by 24 hours, because there are 24 hours in a day. And then that equals 25 mLs per hour. Did you also get that? Let's do another example. 4.2 kilos is the baby's weight times 100 mLs equals 420 mLs divided by 24 hours equals, let me get my calculator, 420 divided by 24 equals 17.5 per hour. Make sense so far? Let's do one more just so we make sure we're confident. Let's do 8.8 kilos times 100 mLs equals 880 mLs divided by 24 hours. And let's see what we get. 880 divided by 24, and that gives us 36.6 mLs per hour. Make sense? So rule one is pretty straightforward. You have to know rule one because you're starting to apply rule one when you go on to rule two and so on and so forth. So what do I mean by that? Let me show you. So rule two, rule two here, let me just move this text box. Okay, so rule two, we apply rule one and then we add on the second rule. So let's do an easy example. So let's do 11 kilos. So we have a kid who's 11 kilos. So we know we apply rule one. So for the first 10 kilos, so the first 10 kilos, is times 100 because we just did that in rule one. So nothing changes there. So that equals 1,000 mLs, right? And then we have 1 kilo over that, which is 50 mLs per kilo. So that would be plus 1 times 50 mLs. So that's 1,000 plus 50 equals 1,050 divided by 24 hours equals 1050 divided by 24. Did you all get 43.75? That's what I got divided by, mLs per hour. Okay, does that kind of make sense so far? So let's do another one just so we can kind of keep going here. So we say, okay, I know that for the first 10 kilos, it's times 100. So we can do quick mental math if that's good for you. I'm more of a long math kind of person, but if you are more of a mental math kind of person, you can take this shortcut. So I'll do some examples with the shortcut and then I'll do some examples with the long math and make sure that you're all following along still. So let's say we have a kid who's 16 kilos. Okay, and I automatically know I got rule one. I nailed that. So I know that I'm looking at 1,000 mLs, right? Because the first 10 kilos is always going to be 1,000 based on rule one. Okay, so now we're moving on. So we have 16 kilos minus the first 10, because we already accounted for the first 10. That's how we got this beautiful 1,000 mLs here. So 16 minus 10 equals 6. Okay, so now we have 6 kilos to account for times 50 mLs, and that leaves us with, let's see, I'm getting my calculator, 6 times 50 equals 300, all right? So that equals 300 mLs plus 1,000 for the first 10 kilos mLs. That's an easy, that's an easy 1,300 mLs divided by 24 hours. And that gives us a total fluid rate of 1,300 divided by 24. That's 54.2 mLs per hour. Does that make sense to everybody? So that's the long way and the short way. Let's do a few more for rule number two, just so everybody feels comfortable. So we're continuing on rule number two here. Okay, so let's do 17.7 kilos. All right, let's do the shortcut one more time. So we can account for the first 10 kilos very easily with 100. So it's 100 times 10. So that's 1,000 mLs, right? Plus 7.7 times, let's just do 7.7 kilos left over times 50 mLs. Okay, so let's get our calculator. Get your iPhone, get your calculator. Do the math with me. 7.7 times 50. Okay, that's 385. So 1,000 plus 385 equals 1385 mLs, okay, divided by 24 hours, okay, equals, let's get our calculator, 1385 divided by 24 gives us 57.7 mLs per hour. All right, so let's say, okay, I'm a little lost on this long way. Let's just do it the other way, just so we make sure that we're confident and comfortable with this method. So 17.7, let's do the long math version, okay? For my long math people out there like me. So we apply the first rule first. So we get the first 10 kilos times 100 mLs, that equals 1000 mLs. Now we still have 7.7 to account for, plus 7.7 kilos. Just do kilos here too, so we know what we're talking about. 7.7 kilos times 50 mLs, and that equals 385. So that's plus the first 1,000, and that you get the same thing. So whether you like the shortcut of the 1,000, or if you prefer to do it the long way, you're going to come up with the same answer, 1385 mLs. Divided by 24 hours equals 57.7 mLs per hour. Okay, everybody's with me so far. So let's just do one more example and then we'll be done with rule two. So now let's move on to 14.3 kilos. Okay, so we feel solid in our shortcut to do 100 times 10 equals 1000 mLs. We have 4.3 kilos left to account for times 50. So let's just do some parentheses here. Times 50 mLs. We get our calculator. So 50 times 4.3 equals 215 equals 215 plus 1000 equals 1215 mLs divided by 24 hours equals, let's get our calculator and see. So 1215 divided by 24 equals 50.6 mLs per hour. So far, so good. All right, so let me get rid of these and we'll go on to rule three. Just making some room. All right, so rule three. For those of you who've been following along, we got the second rule was in addition to the first rule. But the third rule is a combination of the first two rules, right? So let's say we have a kid who is 21 kilos. Okay, so 21 kilo patient. We know for the first 10 kilos, it's times 100 ml equals 1000. mLs. We know for the second 10 kilos, that's times 50 mL, so that equals 500 mLs. So AKA the first 20 kilos, the shortcut for that is 1500, right? So with the 1000 here plus the 500 for the second, and then all we have to do is add on for any kilo over 20. So in this case, the kid's 21 kilos. So we have one remaining kilo, okay, times 20 mLs. That equals 20 plus the 1500. That gives us a total of 1520 mLs divided by 24 hours. All right, does that make sense to see how we all got that? So that's kind of the long math way. We'll just do the shortcut after this. So 1520 divided by 24 equals 63.3 mLs per hour, right? Makes sense. So let's do another example. Let's do 31 kilos, okay? So we already know for the first 20 kilos, we have 1500. So let's just do the shortcut. We have 1500 mLs. Okay, so what's 31 divided by the first 20 that we already accounted for? So that gives us 11 kilos left. So 11 kilos remain times 20 mLs. All right, so let's get our calculator here. So 11 kilos times 20 mLs equals 220 mLs plus the 1500. And that equals, let's get our calculator here, 220 plus 1500 equals 1720 mLs divided by 24 hours equals, let's go back to the calculator, divided by 24 hours equals 71.6. Whoops, where did it go? 71.6 mLs per hour. Did you get that too? I hope so. All right, so let's just keep going here. I hope that makes sense. I hope the shortcut makes sense. So these are the only three rules that you need to know. And then if you see this on the test, you can get 100% on all these quiz questions because you know these three rules, and then the rest of the information is there, right? So let's do another one. Let's call this kid, let's do 44.5 kilos, okay? So we're accounting for the first 1500 mLs with the first 20 kilos. So now we have we have 44.5 kilos minus the first 20. So we already accounted for that. So now we have 24.5 kilos remain. Okay. So now we have 24.5 kilos that remain times 20 mLs. So 24.5 times 20 on the calculator, that gives me 490. Oops, I lost my text box. That gives me equals 490 mLs plus the original 1500. Okay, and that equals 490 plus 1500. Equals 1990 divided by 24 hours equals, let's see, divided by 24 equals 82, oops, I lost my text box again, 82.9 mLs per hour. Got it? So let's just do one final one here. Let's do 75 kilo kid. Okay. Plenty of those these days. So let's just do our shortcut. So we know we have the first 1500 mLs for the first 20 kilos. And then we know we have 55 kilos that remain. So that would be plus 55 kilos times 20 mLs. Okay. So let's do that math. So get my calculator, type in 55 times 20. That equals 1100 plus 1500. That equals 2600 mLs. Okay, so here's where I'm gonna stop you. So normally we would divide this by 24 hours to get our mLs per hour, but if we go back up to rule three up here, let me just highlight this. We can see that the maximum per day is 24 mLs daily. All right. So we've already gone over this maximum for this kid here, which is fine. So if you had a patient who weighed more than 70 kilos and they are weighed more and already did the daily maximum, then we're just gonna do 24. So it doesn't matter that it's 2600, we actually know, because we're not gonna get tricked by this rule. So even though it's 2600, instead of dividing 2600 mLs by 24 hours, we know that we're actually, based on rule three, we're actually gonna do 2400, because that's the max, all right, divided by 24 hours. Okay, so let's see. Let's get our calculators here. So 2400 max divided by 24 hours equals a beautiful 100 mLs per hour. So this, folks, equals the maximum pediatric IV fluid rate. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye, everyone.
The Chinese proverb says, learning is a treasure that will follow its owner everywhere. I want to thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operations Pass NCLEX. We will be back again next week with a new learning experience.